Early next year, we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for.
Human behaviour suggests that some people are going to run for it like a Brave New World. The new Prime Minister of New Zealand promises to hunt down the unvaccinated. They want everybody looking like this. They want everybody assassinated with the death vax. And even though there's all these videos of people dropping dead and you have the libtards saying the anti-vaxxers were right, now the new Prime Minister is telling us that they're gonna hunt down purebloods and inject them against their will with the death vax, with this gene-altering technology that just basically induces 10 pages of side effects, gives people VADs, destroys their immune system, destroys their cardiovascular system, their neurological system. It's a total death trap, and yet they don't want to hear it. And it just goes to show that elections will never solve the problems that we're dealing with. No matter who comes into office, Trump or Biden or the new Prime Minister, they're going to be selling their death vax because they're getting paid to sell their death vax. They're getting paid to exterminate you. And in many countries, they're basically benefiting from the death tax as well. They will basically steal your net worth after they kill you. And so they get to double dip and hunt you down and turn you into a criminal for not committing suicide under the orders of the occult. And so we basically find ourselves in Jonestown. And even though the people in New Zealand don't actually get to vote for their Prime Minister, just like the people in Australia or Canada or the UK, they don't actually vote for their leader. It just gets appointed for them. Even though this happens, it should still remind us that we're not in a free world, that the elections are totally bogus, and we're basically slaves on the plantation just waiting for our masters to inject us with their death vax. And so all of us that grew up thinking that we're free, surprise, bitches, you're not free. But if you want to be free, you just have to bring the guillotines. That's the best tried and tested way of guaranteeing your freedom. It's why we have a Second Amendment. It looks like as good of a time as any to be American and go 1776. July 4th, all over again, if history is going to repeat itself with a Spanish flu, a Great Depression, and a world war, then we might as well have a revolution as well. And even though the French suck, the guillotine is probably the best system out there. But to be honest, these people look like they need the electric chair. Perhaps these people should fry on live television for what they've done here with their plandemic, with their genocide, with their mass extermination, and with their lies and the like. And given how guilty they are, they're going to double down. They're going to look more and more like Hitler, because they can't afford for us to be free and to investigate and the like. This is why they have to censor everyone. And they will continue to censor you as they try to exterminate you. They will silence you online, and they will silence you in the real world eventually. That's what the cell towers are all about. That's what the vaccines are all about. That's what the geoengineering is all about. and they know exactly what they're doing.
Medically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in the little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the baby.
They know what they're doing. Their purpose is to kill and to torture you. If you hear about these stories of these vaccine victims and you see what they're going through, it is pure torture. This isn't just like a merciful death, like in a gas chamber or a bullet to the back of the head. The Nazis were much more sympathetic during their extermination. Here it's just, they want to torture you in the worst possible ways. And essentially we find ourselves in some kind of occupied territory where Nazi-like people are running the show, trying to exterminate us. It looks like they've turned the whole world into a giant concentration camp. Teen dies screaming of headache, agony after jab. Look at all of these side effects. They tried to hide this for like 55 years. They knew what this was going to do. This is why they were trying to hide it for 55 years. And yet they came on television, all of them. They're like, it's safe and effective. You take this, you'll be saved. And it's been a total catastrophe. And now they're trying to run away from that. And they're like, ooh, there's a new variant. Come get your booster. You know, we need you to get this. You know, they want to keep this looking as legitimate as they can, because they knew this would genocide everybody. And they did it because they got the saline solution. They got the big bonus, and they were expecting everybody to die. But since, you know, people woke up before they could inject everybody, now it looks bad. And so they need to fix that. And so we fully expect things will go to World War III unless people basically abort Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order, Nuremberg style, preferably with, you know, an electric chair after a quick and speedy trial. But unless people get serious and round up all of the collaborators, I'm sure there are many people in your local communities, at City Hall, in the news channels, that were, you know, preaching the news brought to you by Pfizer. Well, these people have to be held accountable, just like every other Nazi of the Fourth Reich. And then we can be free. But if we don't do that, after all this, then we deserve to get vaccinated. You can't just opt out of this kind of tyranny. There's no opting out of this. Soon it'll be the digital ID.
Early next year, we'll be in the phase of
the
chasing up people who haven't.
They're coming. They're telling you they're hunting you. They're going to hunt you now. You're the new Jew in this Nazi gulag prison planet. They're coming for all of you. And so, you can't opt out. You might be okay right now, but soon you will own nothing, eat bugs, end up on the street, in the ghetto, exterminated by death towers, and it'll just slowly liquidate the human population that way, little by little, day by day. So, think of this as a wonderful opportunity to be part of history and to play your role in destiny. And it's basically like every adventure movie playing out before our very eyes. Just pick your hero, pick your character, go out there and be somebody. Batman, Superman, the dude from Braveheart. get it done in your community. There's Nazis everywhere. And it's either going to be us or them. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.